Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 29th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balance is absolutely brilliant, put in place by our founding fathers. That is the answer, folks. Good, honest, moral, hardworking Americans who believe in self-government need to stand and get involved. That is the simple answer. We don't need a revolution. Our founding fathers bled, died, gave their honors, their sacred fortunes, all for the liberty that we now enjoy. We do have the greatest country on the face of the earth, despite our problems. And there's not boatloads of people leaving. There's boatloads of people coming for a good reason. Let's not lose sight of that reason. And let's also realize, because what the founding fathers put on the altar for liberty, we don't need a revolution. A restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly ought to be in our laser sights, to say the least. Without further ado, this is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. The good sheriff, former Sheriff Richard Mack, will be on the radio with us, second hour. First hour, Sam and Kurt break down the news. First, a recap of yesterday's broadcast, available on your Roku player. Just look for the Liberty News Radio channel and or at libertyroundtable.com. Clinton campaign, they're moving to force Trump Super PAC TV ads off. Gone. They don't like competition. Bernie Sanders leaves the Democratic Party, they say. He was an independent all along. He's been way left of the Democrats anyway. Obama refers to himself 119 times in a, quote, Hillary nominating speech. New reparations website asks whites to pay black people's rent to relieve guilt. Tim Kaine predicts that Ryan, that means Paul Ryan, will help pass the Clinton agenda. We also talked about cockroach milk they claim is now the superfood the world's been waiting for. Cockroach milk, the superfood the world's been waiting for. Okay. Working in an office they claim is as bad as smoking. And then Phil Robertson said America's problems are spiritual, not political. Now, out of all the headlines in the first hour we talked about, that's the most common sense, one of them of all. Phil Robertson says America's problems are spiritual, not political. Boy, do I agree with that. Paul Ryan Challenger rips speaker on immigration in a TV ad. We also talked about rape hoaxer Lena Dunham at the DNC. She talks about my fellow sexual assault survivors, and everything is involved with a big old scandal with her. Same with Hillary. Same with half the people that have taken the campaign stage, or I should say the political convention stage over the last week. Wow, they say Clinton's convention was made for TV, Trump's was made for Twitter. They go on in the New York Times to tell you how Clinton's just spanking the Donald at every turn. However, Trump is winning in the polls. That was hour one. Hour two yesterday, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That's 877-817-9829. We talked with our guest, Mr. Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union. That's NTU.org. And we're talking taxes and solutions. Income tax is even worse than property tax. What about the penny plan? Fantastic idea, says Pete Sepp. What about the current services baseline lie? We talked about that as well. We talked about, what about Trump's idea to have every government agency send in a report of wasteful spending and exactly how they could cut expenses within their own departments? Donald Trump is indeed leading Hillary Clinton 47 to 40. It's his largest margin yet, they say, in the presidential race. That's the USC Los Angeles Times poll. other recent polls reflect a much tighter race, but still Donald on top. Trump leading 45.7 to 44.6% in those polls. But the Donald is on top now. They said that couldn't even happen. I guess the Republicans have to smile. The Democrats have to recalculate. You and I who don't believe in the left-right paradigm have to suffer, don't we? All right. Anyway, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is available on demand on your Roku player and at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. You like the taste of honey? How about Raw Honey? Incredible stuff, folks. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Speaking of Kurt, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Hillary gave her speech last night. Kurt accepted the Democratic nomination. Did you see that, Kurt?
I was at a place where it was on, and I had to at least be subject to part of it, you know. I was glad I didn't have to endure the whole thing.
Did you hurl?
It was a near hurl experience.
Yeah, we almost had to change your name to Ralph, didn't we? All right, all I can tell you is that it was a very progressive, very socialist-type speech. And the contrast between the Donald and Hillary is becoming more stark over time. Donald saying, I can fix this. Hillary saying, you know what, you're an idiot. It takes all of us to fix it. So you got the individualistic, if you will, versus the it takes a village idea. You got a very big contrast on foreign policy and on the view of America. Donald says everything's horrible, but we can make America great again. In other words, it's horrible, but by golly, we can fix it. Hillary's saying it's phenomenal. You're crazy. Everything's just awesome. I mean, Hillary almost belongs in the Lego movie, you know? Everything is awesome. That should have been her theme song, you know what I mean? Anyway, bottom line is, though, the New York Times and every other, in my opinion, yesteryear media rag is just glowing with Hillary reports. Obama knocked it out of the park with his speech. Hillary was incredible. Everybody was just awesome. Tim Kaine did a great job. Everybody just did excellent. That's not what they said last week about the Republicans, by the way. It's just telling of the left-leaning media. But nevertheless, here's one interesting tidbit that I managed to pull out of the, I don't know what you'd say, accolade, twisted views that the mainstream press is spouting at this point. And it's from the New York Times, Kurt. I watched that rag because they're very liberal. They're very perverted in their agenda. You know, they've attacked us. And anyway, but they made one telling tale that I do find a grain of truth in it all. In the sea of deception and manipulation, there's one headline of truth, and here's what it says. Mm-hmm. Fact-checking Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech. She delivered a speech that was remarkably without hard facts. There you go. In other words, it was all about her growing up, her and Bill. Bill said how she was an awesome, you know, sexy when she was young, and just his partner like a grandma. I mean, Bill, grandma, and grandpa are just sitting on the swing set, a swing on the front porch, drinking lemonade together, and it's been a lifelong love of 40-plus years. And Hillary's just saying, look, when I grew up as a little girl, all I wanted to do was serve people and love everybody, and it all matters because I care about you, and I want to make policies that just, you know, take care of you and your family. And Chelsea chiming in and saying, man, I love my parents. We're so tight. I'll do whatever they need me to do in the White House. And everything is just awesome. Mm-hmm. And so the contrast is, Hillary, everything is awesome. Donald, it really sucks, but I can fix it. What do you think of either of you, Kurt?
I guess that you could take something from each one. But... you know, it would be at least fun for me to, say, look, you guys have presented those. Now let's get some reality and some real constitutional views. Just imagine if they had this kind of exposure, all these networks covering them for guys like Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley. In my opinion, you would have a whole new ball game.
But you would if they would allow that. See?
Yeah, yeah. The key thing is that, you know, this is the, as you call it, the left-right paradigm. You know, the only the two games that people are able to see.
And it's almost the same game, and I'll tell you why when we come back from the pause, Kurt.
Good
this
point.
Left-right paradigm lie. It's almost like the Hegelian dialectic on steroids because there's no answers there, and that's kind of the problem. I'll tell you about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I told you that the Donald and Hillary and the Republicans and Democrats of the left-right deceptive paradigm, their voices really echo the same message, believe it or not. I know they want you to believe there's just contrast, 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 but it isn't really correct. Let me give you an example. Donald, we'll make America great again. Only I can do it. Everybody else is an absolute idiot. They're dumb, they're ignorant, they're ugly, and they don't have a clue. And by the way, if they decide to go along with me, they're my best friend tomorrow. I hate the mainstream press, but I could love you if you do my bidding. There's the Donald's message. Smattered with a lot of great statements of truth, mixed with a lot of statements of error, with a lot of generally good ideas, but no constitutional real fleshing out of the details of how you'd get it done. That is the Donald in a nutshell. great at the media, great at manipulation, great at fanfare for coverage, but really light on reality checks and details. Hillary, flat-out socialist, communist, been there forever, destroy the country, don't care, cover for husband while pretending she's for women, as she abuses almost every woman she comes in contact with, scandal from sexual liaisons on both sides, Bill and Hillary, to financial scandals, to drug scandals, to most importantly, criminal scandals, violating national security and classified information and right on down the line, all in an effort to stay relevant in the political game. Her message, you know what? America's already awesome. All you got to do is put an old insider like me in charge. And don't believe all the lies about all my scandals. Just know that I'm a wonderful family person. No offense, but both camps, really dishonest, Kurt. Absolutely dishonest. So I thought it might make sense.
Yeah.
Since Donald gave his acceptance speech.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary gave her acceptance speech, that I might give a summary of what my acceptance speech would be like. I can't give the whole thing, because both of them talked for like ever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they had all kinds of fanfare and visuals, and, you know, it was kind of like a reality TV show a little bit, or star-studded, you know, what you see on the stage isn't reality behind the scenes kind of thing. When Hillary comes out all smiling, she probably got off stage and just ripped into Bill. Who knows? Nevertheless, I thought that it would be appropriate to deliver my acceptance speech, and it would start out like this. Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, friends, professional do-gooders, and we the people. You know, the Hegelian dialectic has been used to deceive Americans for our whole lifetimes and more. The left-right paradigm has deceived many a people for way too long, and we now see the end of that deception. The issue is not left-right, the issue is right versus wrong. God is in his heavens. He will remain in his heavens, regardless of those who mock me for having the integrity and the morality and the sheer guts to blatantly say so on this campaign stage. The Almighty is the author of our liberty. That is for certain. And it would behoove us, if we truly want to restore this wonderful land, to pay attention. To pay attention to who we are, who our Maker is, and what is required to obtain the blessings and wonderful legacy of liberty that our founding fathers fought, bled, died, and gave their fortunes and sacred honor for. We have a rich heritage of freedom in America, ladies and gentlemen, won as a great prize for keeping God's commandments, self-governing our own lives, and encouraging those around us to do the same. If you believe the left-right paradigm lie, of the Republicans or the Democrats going to fix America, we will have the definition of insanity. That is, do what you've always done and you'll get what you've always got. More of the same. If you believe America can be fixed in the halls of Congress or in the White House or in some political smoky room behind the scenes, you have been deceived once again. However, it isn't Donald can save us, only he can do it. It isn't Hillary, it takes a village, that can save us. Only she can do it. It is very simple. Individuals who desire to preserve God, family, and country, and truly make an effort to do so, can accomplish the task. Not individually, but they can make it better individually. Not as a single family, because society is a bunch of families. However, teaching correct principles and letting people govern themselves on an individual basis, and on a family basis, and then on a societal basis, which merely mirrors the stability and safety and respect and love of a family, we can restore America individually, as a family, and society will reflect that reality. So let's talk about it, what it will take to restore this great land. God called male and female. Male and female created he them, says the Bible. I, for one, am convinced that it's true. And if God created male and female, then that's the institution that government ought not meddle in, but ought to support. And as a male and female, then God said we should multiply and replenish the earth, and there's room enough, plenty to spare. And so we know resources are available to us by God. If we keep his commandments, there'll be plenty of resources to carry out his guidance to us, which is man and woman marry. They welcome children to their society, to their family, I should say, building society. And as a fundamental, traditional family, they work together and love together and play together and pray together and eat together and do all the things that families do together. And when the times get tough, when life gets hard, when people become disillusioned due to the day-to-day grind, they turn to God and they turn to one another and beg for strength. They replace selfishness with selflessness, and they flat out go to work with fidelity to one another. They don't find ways to create a marital prenuptial agreement. Rather, they find ways to say, I'm in it forever. I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to think about my spouse and my children before myself. And I'm going to do my very best when there's problems to say, I'm going to count my blessings of my spouse, and I'm going to look inward to say, what can I do to become the best spouse I can become? And you say to me, Sam, why did you go off on a marital discussion or a family dissertation when we're talking about America and politics? The answer is clear, because I mentioned society is nothing but a reflection of America's families. So if we want to restore America, it starts with restoring the family. It starts with educating people about the blessings of marriage and the disasters of divorce. It starts with setting aside racial manipulations and divisions by bureaucrats who want to control us and saying, I don't care if it's a black family, a white family, a tall family, a short family, a skinny family, a fat family. I care that families stay together. And statistics go back to the days when they began to be gathered. And they clearly articulate, educate, whatever words you want to use to describe the facts, that they clearly say that a family does best when dad's involved. So moms, you can't get along without dads. Oh, I know some have done it, and I commend them who have. But it's hard. It's very hard. And the most stable environment for women is with a man who loves her. And they take care of one another as equal partners. And the best place for children is in that marital relationship with complete fidelity. And when the husband and wife work together and welcome children, and they all work together as a family, that is the most stable environment, bar none. Every statistic on the planet will testify to this reality, and America will never be better than its families. I shall continue.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
A presidential directive issued on July 26th by Barack Obama outlines a new national policy for identifying and responding to cyber attacks. The policy includes a color-coded five-level system for assessing the severity of the attacks and of the appropriate retaliatory response. NATO officials have suggested that a significant cyber attack by a foreign power could prompt a conventional military response. Commentator Jason Ditz writes, quote, conspicuously absent from the directive is any detail on how the U.S. would actually identify culprits in such incidents, which is a serious problem because the administration has repeatedly blamed foreign nations for cyber attacks without offering any evidence, oftentimes just going after whoever would be a convenient scapegoat. Interestingly, the directive designates the FBI as the lead agency to investigate and respond to cyber attacks. This is the same agency whose director, James Comey, recently declined to recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton even after documenting significant and repeated violations of the Espionage Act. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon and publisher of The Washington Post, has been named by Defense Secretary Ash Carter to serve on the new Defense Innovation Advisory Board. Joining Bezos on that panel is astrophysicist and science popularizer Neil deGrasse Tyson and Eric Schmidt, who heads Google's parent company, former Obama administration official Cass Sunstein, who has promoted what he calls the cognitive infiltration of dissident groups, has also been appointed to the board. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I repeat, America as a society, as a country, will never be stronger than its families. Therefore, if we want to restore America, if we want to restore freedom, stability, safety in America, it's going to start with God's laws, the Ten Commandments, if you will. And it's going to start with fidelity to one another. We need to learn to work hard again. We need to learn that, you know what, there are blessings. But those blessings don't come from doing whatever you want to do. Those blessings come from doing what the author of liberty wants us to do. Yes, we have our choices. We have our agency. But there are consequences for choices. There always has been, and there always will be. And if we want freedom, if we want safety, if we want stability, we ought not look to the next late great leader that supposedly is going to save us with a, quote, new plan. We ought look at what's tried and true and what works every time. That is good, honest husband and wives standing together as equal partners and bringing about raising families. And I am nothing more than a humble servant. I don't seek for power, I seek to pull it down. I don't seek to control anybody, but I seek to provide leadership and guidance and support for the fundamental unit of society, indeed the traditional family. That means I am pro-life, not pro-death. That means I am pro-fidelity and morality and against immorality. That means all things that follow God's laws for sexual relationships I support, which is one man, one woman, with complete fidelity to one another, involved in the sexual relationship as God intended to bring them closer together and to bring children into this world. The next generation of freedom-loving Americans. And anything that relates to the violations of God's law, the breaking of one's marital covenants and or the precursor to, which means fornication or any other salacious act outside of marriage, I stand against. So I stand on a moral pro-life, pro-family, pro-God, family, and country stance is where I clearly stand, and they can heap any criticism they choose on me or the message, but they cannot deny reality or the facts. If America wants to retain its greatness, its incredible legacy or heritage of liberty, it must do what our founders have done. Were they perfect? No, far from. Can we set them up as knowing everything? Of course not. were they great, hardworking pioneers without a doubt. Can we carry their legacy forward with hope? If we have fidelity to God's laws and look to ourselves as self-governing individuals, doing our best and trusting God for the rest, and trusting in God, family, and country, we can get it done. So let's talk country for a second, shall we? You know, the country is a mirror of family. The country will never be doing better than the families that make up that country are doing. When families are broke, America's broke. When families prosper, America prospers. So I could promise you that I'll create jobs. I could promise you that I'll do all these things, but it's nothing but a lie. I and government don't have any more power than you as individuals have. I merely have power on loan or delegated authority from each of you. With that delegated permission from you, I will never violate the trust and authority you've given me. I will use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States. I will use the checks and balances on the federal level between the three branches of government and the balance, the dual sovereignty of the federal government along with the states to preserve liberty, to create a level playing field, and then to get out of the way so America can do what it does best, which is let families live and love and pray and work together in such a way as to create prosperity for the nation. I will create this stability by having complete fidelity to the supreme law of the land. What does that exactly mean, you may ask? I agree, due to the tyranny created by the lack of education, it's tough to know what I mean by that. However, if you want to know, you need to read your Constitution, because that is the blueprint. If you want to know, you need to read your Bible, because that is the blueprint. If you want to know, you need to understand that I will do the things defined for me to do as President of the United States, and things that are not in my list, I will not do. I say it again, I will not do. Now, they want me to somehow come up with magic potions to solve every ill. They think it's a TV show that, you know what, after 30 minutes, it's solved. That, my friends, is a lie. Anything worth fighting for means it's a big fight. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. And so I will carry out my presidential responsibilities with complete fidelity to the checks and balances on the federal level and the federal and state level, all in balance based on the checks and balances provided by our founders. I will use my influence in the court of public opinion to educate to these ends and help bring about these ideals. They may say, Sam, you speak of a perfect America. You speak of a holy grail, of a panacea that's not attainable. And I say, my friends, we teach to the ideal, we live in the real, but we do our best to make the real the ideal with a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, and plenty of prayers. So I say to America, we need to repent. We need to have faith in the author of liberty and faith in ourselves and faith in our spouses and in our children and in our families and in our neighbors. And we need to start by saying, I don't expect anything for free. I expect by the sweat of my brow to get what I'm getting, and I expect to be grateful and know that it comes from God. And I'm grateful for any government that's smart enough to stay out of the way, any government that's smart enough to realize it has limited powers and limited authorities over anyone, only the power delegated to it by the consent of the governed. So if you give your consent and make me your president, ladies and gentlemen, I will restore the republic along with Congress, along with the courts, along with the states, along with each of you as families, and we will do it with the blueprints we've been given. It made America great. We can be great in that same legacy. But it's going to take a pioneer patriot response. It is going to take a pretty penny and a lot of hard work. It isn't going to come free. It isn't going to be easy. But I promise you it will be worth it. I promise you that you will see the changes immediately, but it will take time to accomplish this plan. Why? Because it's not my plan. It's the plan of the founding fathers. And so we will work together to use this supreme law of the land, this blueprint for success. Let's start with making this statement for educational purposes. And let's make popular that which is good. And let's reject that which is evil. Let's not call good evil and evil good. Let's be clear about what's right and wrong based on God's laws. And that is, the federal government has delegated powers to it. And it's very powerful within those delegations or that granted scope of authority. However, even though it's very powerful in that narrow scope, the powers given to the federal government are narrow and defined. Go read your supreme law for guidance, my fellow Americans. It was written for farmers, not bureaucrats and control freaks. It was written for the average American. Can you say that again? We're Americans. And so you read that in my federal government mandate. The consent to govern that I would be given as president is very narrow and defined. It's narrow and defined in scope on the federal level, but then divided into three: the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. So not only is the whole federal government very narrow in scope, but divided into three areas to make sure that no one becomes a kingman. No one has too much power. Remember, the goal is to pull power down, divide power. In that, I repeat, is safety. However, the states don't have that narrow definition. Because the states and the people, respectively, their powers are broad and many. And we will set forth that viewpoint. You will find me toiling in the vineyard as your servant within the scope of defined and narrow powers divided amongst the three branches on the federal level. You will find me doing what I've been given authority to do and nothing more, nothing less. So, my fellow Americans, I ask you for your help. Will you please join with me to become pioneer patriots and carry forward the incredible heritage and legacy that our founding fathers gave their very lives for? If you're willing, I promise you complete fidelity and nothing but my very best. Thanks for listening.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about?
Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt, I just want to say I gave that two-segment speech, if you will. I thought about it on the 17 break. We started at 20. We ended at 44 with a three-minute break in the middle. So I don't know whatever that is, 20 to 44. That's 24 minutes minus three. Like a 21-minute speech, okay, Kurt? And I want you to understand that I didn't even realize I was going to give that speech until on the break. I'm like, wow, I can break down what I think is wrong with what those guys have said, or I can just tell you that the left-right paradigm is bogus, and I can tell you what I think and what I would do and what my speech might be. So I literally had 60 seconds before we went on air to create my speech in my mind. I didn't write any notes down. I didn't refer to a single thing. There was nothing in my hands. It all came from my heart and my head just on the fly. As you could tell, there was a couple of speech stumbles along the way because, again, it's just coming from my mind. It's not written anywhere or anything. I'm not reading anything. I don't have a teleprompter. I don't have any of that stuff. However, that's my response to the American problems that we face, to how great America is, to what we're seeing with all these other, quote, pleas for endorsement, etc. And that's what I've come up with, Kurt. Just imagine if I could basically take that speech and actually write something up and use some examples. What it could be. Now, I'm not here to tell you that I'm important. I'm here to tell you that there are people with true hearts and true minds that care about America deeply. And there are people who understand the problems that we face and the solutions to those problems. There really are. And there are people who can get into absolute detail about what they would do to restore America. I mean, I was very general in my statements, but I gave you the blueprint that I would use. There's a couple of other points that I want to make. A lot of times in their speeches, they refer to stories about individuals. You know, Steve from whatever, Alabama, this and that, and his family, whatever, and they go off on these stories. I didn't include any of that because I don't have time. Again, that's what changes the speech to be quite long. However, our buddy Doug emails us, Kurt, and Doug says this: I have a hard time watching Trump's speeches. I don't care if he beats 17 people to get here. His boasting, I think, is going to do him in. When he gives a speech afterwards, I don't even know what he said, says Doug. I worry he is blowing it. Interesting. He could just simply get up, state the issues and the solution, but he doesn't. He goes off in 100 different directions. Just get to the point already, says Doug. Trump should be like a surgeon. Does anybody see this? The crowds after his speeches look worn out. Am I the only one that sees this? What are your thoughts on this? Am I wrong to worry? I thank you. I'd like your comments. Very respectfully, Doug. No, Doug, I think you're spot on, my friend. That's what I think. Again, it'll serve Donald well to attack people because people like that debate. People like the Jerry Springer-esque nature of it. They like that at first because they feel like it blows up the status quo. But I submit they don't like it when it comes down to how you're really going to, some would say govern. I would say serve. Are you going to govern or serve? Huh? Isn't that an interesting thought? I wouldn't govern at all. Rather, I would serve, as my oath of office demands. And I would do my very best to have complete fidelity to that oath that I took. And so that's kind of where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. I don't see, really, that either candidate has a chance on this earth to do any good for America. Now you would say, Sam, how can you say such things? Because frankly, I didn't hear any pointing to God, family, or country for a solution. Oh, I saw the Clintons tell you how awesome their family is. Chelsea's the most loyal, wonderful daughter, and Bill's the most wonderful husband, and Hillary's the sexy, most wonderful mother and wife, and I heard that. I heard from the Trumps, their dad's just a rock star. He can fix and do anything. Which, you know what? That's good. I'm glad they love their families. But what about a family-centric solution to the problems we face? Knowing that God is a partner of the natural family. Because God is our Father in heaven. Isn't that family-esque enough? So my slogan might be God, family, country. Isn't it about time? Keeping the commandments. Isn't it about time? See? Families that pray together, stay together. Isn't it about time? See? And so we have a distinct contrasting view for America, for the future, with regards to solutions and how we would go about them. And I, over the last 2 weeks, all 4 days of the Republican convention and all 4 days of the Democratic convention, don't see that they pointed to God, to repentance, to faith, to fidelity, to traditional family, to any of those things for solutions. They didn't talk about morality in the people. They didn't talk about the fundamental unit of society, the family, much, except for to tell you how awesome their families are. But I didn't hear either. I heard Donald say, me, I can fix it. And I heard Hillary say it takes a socialist village. But I didn't hear anybody say it takes husbands and wives, true to themselves and to those around them, to fix it. That it takes selflessness based on hard work and prayer to fix it. I didn't hear any of those people talk about any of that, Kurt. And I'm telling you, without that, we'll never fix America, sir. Your comments. One on my speech, two on my assessment, sir.
Your speech, as usual, you know, you have a good, I guess you could say a flair for doing that kind of thing, I believe, you know, and you put it very, you know, I mean, you had good focus on the right things that should have been said. You know, so much of the... I guess you could say the political discourse of the day is just, our buddy that emailed is just a waste of time. You know, there's just so much more that should be being done, I guess you could say, when you have, you listen to the Trump thing and you see all these different things that need to be taken care of, and it's going to start taking care of them right in January. And of course, the reason for that is, he says, hey, that's when I'd be taking the oath of office, so then I would have that opportunity. Now Hillary, on the other hand, saying that, hey, everything's, you know, already okay or awesome or whatever. I disagree with that. I had a conversation yesterday and with a, you know, well thought out individual, and you know, I told him that if in my lifetime we could eliminate the IRS and, you know, replace it with nothing, or at least with a constitutional system, that would be, you know, good. And he said, well, yeah, but, you know, the Federal Reserve would be sure nice to do as well. And so the point is that there's lots to be done to improve things, and it's not that hard to see how it should be done when you've got history to look at, and you've got America that would show you, hey, what things were like before, and no reason to not use those lessons from history and return to things that worked. You know, like you mentioned about the families, you know, husbands and wives working together, and children that, that's returning to God's ways. And, those are time-tested solutions. We've come to the brave new world where we want to have all these crazy things going on, but it, brings me to the old fact that in the last days, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. If you promote honest husband-wife relationships and families, that kind of thing, and you're just old-fashioned, you're out of touch.
And they can say whatever slanderous, deceptive, manipulative lies they choose, but I would say that I stand correct, sir.
Yep.
And if you want solutions, reality isn't as we wish it to be. Reality is things as they really are. Mm-hmm. And just because somebody's off in la-la land and doesn't agree with reality, it doesn't change reality. Reality is a very simple thing. Stands on its own. Dr. Ron Paul is not even going to stand with the Donald, and he explains why. Kurt, let's get that in real quick.
Yeah, good point. This is a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece, and this is a man, Dr. Paul, who has basically done the same thing every time he was asked. In 2008, he was asked to endorse Arizona Senator John McCain. And he refused in 2012, even though he had, had some nice relationships with the Romneys, called them friends or whatever. He refused to endorse him. And this time, the same thing has happened. Every time he shows up to some media interview, he refuses to endorse Trump. He calls him an authoritarian, and he says that, his speech, his acceptance speech, contradicts everything I believe in. He says people like me don't need a boss. You are your own boss. You make your own choices and take your own consequences. Anyway, interesting stuff from Dr. Ron Paul.
And spot on, if you ask my opinion, I accept one authoritarian.
Yep.
That is God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
What? I would support a theocracy.
No king but King Jesus.
Yeah, I would support a theocracy if the Savior was here. This nation shall endure.